Welcome, McGill. Okay, anyway. So we are the Diminished Faculties Band. Unfortunately, an unfortunate printing error led to our name being changed from the Distinguished Faculty many years ago. We'd like to play a handful of tunes for you. This first one is for Louise, who I see over there. Okay.
Thank you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Oh, I just got me a brand new box of matches. And what do you know, it's even time to learn. Cause he's good to me for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Cause one of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking. I don't get mad. I get evil.
Here from out of town.
Hello, Chicago.
I'm coming to you.
No.
Ching, ching, ching. that you were my man. I found out, yeah, I put a link in your chain. Got me where you want me. Now I ain't nothing but your fool. You treated me mean, oh, baby, you treated me cruel. Try to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you know, no, no. 'Cause I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go. Just said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's trying to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go.
We'll be right back with you. We are cake and soft drinks. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Arnold Steinberg. I'm the McGill Chancellor. I want to welcome you all here. Bonjour à tous. To all the members here of the McGill family, it's a great pleasure to welcome you all. We're here, as you know, to both celebrate and say farewell, shortly anyway, to the extraordinary Principal and Vice Chancellor, Heather Monroe Bloom. Normally, I have the last word. Today, I have the first word. And what I'd like to do now is to introduce our provost, Tony Massey. Tony?
Good afternoon and welcome. I've had the great privilege of serving as the provost of McGill University, and over the last decade, I've had the privilege of serving in Heather's administration for her entire mandate. I have benefited enormously, personally, from her leadership and her mentorship. I'd like to thank Chancellor Arnold Steinberg and Chair of the Board of Governors Kip Cobbett for hosting this event to give the McGill community a chance to celebrate the principal for her many contributions. This is not a day for long speeches, but I will take a few minutes to recognize and sincerely thank Heather for her 10 and a half years as principal and vice chancellor of this great university. Heather, even if I were to make a long speech, there is no way to do justice to your work on behalf of McGill University. You have increased McGill's visibility and extended our influence in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, internationally, and across generations. You've led this university successfully through uncharted waters during some turbulent and often unexpected circumstances. You have exhibited tireless commitment to and via an important task force. You focused McGill's attention on student life and learning and to quality and accessibility for those groups who have been underrepresented and underserved. You've raised the bar on our understanding about the importance of diversity in origins and ideas and community engagement, and your task force on that topic will have lasting impact. You have been willing to engage in innovative approaches, yet you have protected and enhanced time-honored traditions. You never feared to stray from controversy, often proposing new and challenging ideas, both to our internal community and to the world at large. In all of these endeavors, you set high expectations and stretch goals, yet you never wavered from the absolute need to measure ourselves against our peers. We all remain in awe of your work ethic, which is truly the stuff of legends. Some of us will actually miss your emails and text messages that arrived at all hours of the day and night, including weekends. I know that you will want me to acknowledge that so many of your accomplishments of this administration have depended on the wonderful group of board members, academic leaders, faculty, administrators, students, and alumni assembled here to honor you this afternoon. So in saluting you, our principal, directly, I also want to recognize the fundamental and enduring contributions made by everyone here present and even those who couldn't be here that have added to your success. I would like all of you to join me in thanking and applauding Heather, our 16th principal, the first woman to hold this position, and for her leadership over the last 10 years. Heather, McGill will never be the same because of you. McGill will never be the same without you. Thank you for all you've done. Thanks for the memories. I now have the privilege of asking Vice Principal Administration and Finance Michael DeGrappa to come up and say a few words. Michael.
Thank you very much, Provost Massey. Good afternoon, everyone. I am honored to have been asked 20 minutes ago to join you this afternoon to celebrate and recognize Principal Heather Monroe Bloom for her outstanding leadership of McGill University over the past 10 and a half years. There have been many tributes paid to Heather over recent weeks as we mark the end of her term as principal, and I have been privileged to add my voice to others honoring her. It is especially fitting to celebrate under the convocation tent, not only because this glorious tent symbolizes so much of what makes McGill great, outstanding students, distinguished faculty, diminished faculties, and our long tradition of honoring excellence, but also because Heather, more than anyone, cherishes convocation and the opportunity to personally experience and share in the pride and joy of our graduating students and their families. All of us who know Heather know that this is her favorite time of year. These brief moments on stage with each student touch her, I think, in a very personal way, and affirm that the work we are doing and the work she is doing is important. They remind her and us that there is no more noble cause than McGill, and I use these words because I've heard her repeat them so many times. Today's event is about recognizing the principal's achievements and contributions. I think you would agree that she has led us with strength, passion, and vision. Heather, however, would be the first to point out that these achievements would not have been possible without the support and dedication of academic and administrative staff who make up this great institution. Let me then take a moment, on behalf of my colleagues, to say a special thanks to the administrative and support staff who contribute in so many ways to support our mission and facilitating the work lives of our students, professors, and researchers. Thank you for all you do every day. Please know that you are at the center of every accomplishment, large and small, that benefits and advances our great university. Even today, many from within our community have volunteered their time to serve cake. And throughout Convocation Week, scores and scores of staff take pride in ensuring the beauty of our campus and the convocation surroundings. The grounds and buildings and tent literally gleam from their attention. Now back to our remarkable leader from whom many of us draw our inspiration and motivation. My experience only reinforces what we already know about Heather's dedication to this institution. Each day, through her leadership and action, her unmatched energy and commitment, she reminds us all that there is no higher purpose than serving McGill. Heather has high expectations of others, but she has even higher expectations of herself. During the past 10 years, she has worked relentlessly to solidify McGill's leadership, not just within Canada, but among the world's top academic institutions. While she has pushed us all to reach high, to work hard, and to settle for nothing less than excellence, she has also shown us her warmth and kindness in very personal ways, not just her own team, but to individual staff and faculty from all corners of both campuses. Perhaps it's her social work background, but she has a remarkable ability to connect with people. There have been many personal acts of kindness, les petites gentillesses, gestures that have been a source of comfort to all those in our community who have struggled with personal problems or lost a loved one. Those go unheralded, but they mean so much to those impacted. I experienced that myself in the summer of 2010, before I even joined the McGill family, when I lost my brother. Heather, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve under your leadership. It has been only 2.5 years, but in that short time here, I have learned more than I could have imagined. So on behalf of all the administrative and support staff at McGill, on behalf of myself, I'd like to say thank you to our principal for all she has done in the past 10.5 years. Thank you, Heather, for your leadership, your kindness and generosity, and unwavering support to our community. If I may, I'd like to switch gears a little bit and offer some more personal reflections on what working with Heather has meant to me. As I was thinking about what I was going to say for these past 20 minutes, I reflected on the many things that I would miss about Heather and the many reasons why I would be sorry to see her leave. So, with apologies to David Letterman, and apologies especially to Heather and her husband Len, and to everyone who's about to hear this, I'd like to offer my list of the top 10 reasons why I will miss Heather Monroe Bloom when she steps down as principal of McGill University. Number 10, I finally figured out that Monroe takes an E. Number 9, now I'll never know what's new and exciting in pantsuits this fall. Number 8, now I have to explain that Heather grew up in Hamilton, so number 8, I never had the chance to take her up on her offer of showing me the hotspots of Hamilton. Both of them. Number 7, I still haven't pitched my script idea to Len of a sweet, lovable, intelligent, yet modest senior administrator struggling to find success and happiness in a modern, world-class, research-intensive university with a medical faculty. I can't imagine why he's not returning my phone calls. Number six, because we never had a chance to really tackle McGill's deferred maintenance problem. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a mistake. That's left over from the top 10 reasons why I'll miss Jim Neisel when he steps down as AVP, University Services. Number five, I'm no longer suffering severe trauma when summoned to the principal's office. Number four, despite relentless pressure, she has never exercised McGill's option to ship me back to Concordia, although she may at the end of this. Number three, I'm sorry, number three has been eliminated due to budget cuts. Well, you gotta. Number two, I always admired the way she worked so tirelessly and effectively to bring a shy, reticent Tony Massey out of his shell and get him to speak up. And the number one reason why I will miss Heather Monroe Bloom when she steps down as principal of McGill University, she is, without question, the greatest, most inspirational leader I've ever had the privilege of working for, and McGill will never be the same without her. She told me so herself. It is now my privilege to invite to the podium the chair of our Board of Governors, Mr. Kip Cobbett. Thank you.
Boy, those are some tough acts to follow. Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Michael, for everything that you said. I thought I was being quite crafty when I said that I would speak last, because I figured there would be nothing for me to say. And that's pretty close, although you're going to find my few words very dull in comparison with those who've come before. I want to say, of course, thank you to Heather. I think that, seriously, that Tony and Michael have touched on most of the areas that I would have touched on, but let me just give you a word or two from the perspective of a volunteer working with Heather. And when Michael referred to Heather as being inspirational, she is truly inspirational for the volunteers as well. As I've said to some of you on different occasions, it's uncanny how I always leave a meeting with Heather feeling better than I did before the meeting. She has this knack of making you feel good about things and making you feel good about yourself. And, of course, always feeling good about McGill, feeling better and better about McGill. She is an extraordinary optimist. And it's quite interesting. At the convocation speech in MAC at McDonald College this morning, the convocation speaker talked about how important it was to have optimism. Give things a chance to develop before one takes an immediate negative view. Well, Heather is the quintessential optimist. She is, as we all know, full of passion, full of energy, and has a love of McGill that, thankfully, from our perspective, is not going to die. Heather has said on numerous occasions that McGill will remain a very important part of her life and have a very important place in her heart, for which we are very grateful. Now, just before I end these very brief remarks, because the Chancellor did say that the remarks would be brief, I would like to say a special thank you to Len Bloom. Len, of course, I shouldn't say of course, Len supports Heather in the ways that one expects, hopes, that one spouse will support the other spouse. But Len brings much more than that to McGill. Len has developed relationships with alumni, relationships with donors, relationships with other senior university administrators around the world, all of which operate to the benefit of McGill. So Len, thank you. We're going to miss you too. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will say thank you, Heather, thank you, Len, and thank all of you for coming. McGill would not be McGill without everybody in this room and the thousands that couldn't make it. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of the party.
Thank you all for your patience. We're diminished faculties. Back for a second set, hopefully not as abbreviated as the first one. Ready? Ow! I feel good. I knew that I would now. Sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I'm so nice, I got you. Wherever he may be.
when the virus takes me back to my Jesus.
Shine, 'cause you're the only one I know. Don't you let me know. No. No, nobody can do the
shake a leg.
Like I do. Nobody can do the
skate.
Like I do. Nobody can do the
move.
Like I do. Nobody can do the
ready.
Like I do. Oh.
This one's kind of a sing-along.
Yeah.
homes to meet.
Then they laughing and singing and music swinging.
One day singing in the street.
In the street.
Dancing in the street.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl. Ooh, girl, won't you? No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you found, girl? Nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do. If you would give me all, I would give it to you. Nothing would be, nothing would be, nothing would be. No matter where you are, I will always be. You tell me what you found, girl. Nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do.
If you would give me all, I would give it to you.
Nothing would be, nothing would be, nothing would be. No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Don't it matter what you do, girl? Do, girl, won't you? Do, girl, do, girl, won't you? Do, girl, do, girl, won't you?
Now, blues.
Chicago.
Well, one and one
is 2, 6 and 2 is 8. Come on, sweet baby, don't you make me wait. My baby, don't you want to go back to that same old place? Sweet home, Chicago, take it away, Andy.
So here's a ballad.
We love ballads.
Start.
is trouble. Look out, cause I'm the one you found. I pop your bubble with my live wire, straight shooting dirty mouth. I know it's blues, man. Please, baby, understand the blues. Head down. Lord, have mercy on your soul. You didn't know. Very much.
You're very kind.
Towers.
Stay away from the brown coke. Okay, we'll stop now. It's almost over.
Stupid with a flare gun. He burned the flare.
heads to the ground. Smoke on the water and fire in the sky. Smoke on the
Thank you.
Okay, so for all the Thunder's request for encore, we're going to do one more because we forgot to introduce the band.
That's a good reason as any.
On a dusty road with good loving, I got a truckload. And when you get it, you've got something. So don't worry, cause I'm coming. And I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man.
Sports. See you again soon.